There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You dial in here toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the latest on the Silk Road trial, which is also known as the trial of Ross Ulbricht. He is facing pretty much the rest of his life in prison for running the most, infamous of online black markets to ever have graced the earth. It's an amazing thing, the Silk Road, and we can talk more about it and what all that means here in a little bit. And we'll give you the latest from the trial today that continued in Manhattan. But first, to Dave in Poughkeepsie, New York. Dave, you're on with Ian, Chris, and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, I'm glad you asked, Dave. Because, you know, I was hoping you could give me some advice about some troubles that I'm having.
Last night, you guys had a caller. I think his name is Mabel or Fable, whatever. He said that I was annoying.
Dave, why don't you care? Annoying. Why don't you care about Chris? I mean, he's reaching out to you.
Yeah,
he's
you just asked me how I'm doing, and here I am trying to tell you, and you're just like, let me go into my point. I mean, right. Did you just call here because you wanted to like, make your voice heard or something?
Last night, there was a caller, and they were saying I was
so
annoying.
Callous.
I am not annoying. If people didn't piss me off, I would not be so angry.
Well, it sounds like there's some people who are annoying you, and now you're calling them annoying. They're pissing you off. So, I mean, isn't this pots and kettles and whatnot?
I just don't like people pissing me off because if nobody pisses me off.
I love it when people piss me off. I mean, this is what I wake up for in the morning.
But, Dave, I mean, aren't you in control of your own feelings? Can't you just decide to not be so easily upset?
Yes, I am. But, like, if people didn't piss me off, I would be a whole much more nicer person.
But didn't you ever get taught when you were a kid, sticks and stones that may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? I mean, you're supposed to let the critique just kind of, or the attacks, or whatever you want to call it, these people that are trying to upset you, just let the insults roll off of you and just don't let them affect you at all.
Actually, it sticks and stones that breaks my bones, but whips and chains excite me.
So,
too much information, Dave.
So, you should put that into the next video you make on YouTube looking for women. I think that they're going to really like that one, Dave.
Okay,
right after the no fat chicks. Yeah, right after you say no fat chicks for the third time in the video, you throw in the whips and chains thing, and I'm sure it's going to be
clincher right
that's going to be your next viral video that brings in all the AdSense revenue that pulls you out of whatever this living situation is that you're in.
You said you wanted some advice. Go ahead.
No, I don't really want your advice.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Good luck. 855-450-FREE. I mean, Dave never has listened to our advice. I mean, we've honestly tried to help the guy. We've tried to, you know, let him know that, hey, if you are encountering people who are upset, you know, you're getting into arguments with online in certain places, don't go to those places. But the problem with Dave is whichever place he goes to, he starts the problems. He's the one who comes in with the nasty attitude and is rude and calls people names.
We know this because we have the BBS.
Right, because he comes on our forum and does that exact same thing. And
to some extent, Dave is the id in this situation, right?
What does that mean?
Well, you know, the Jung and Freud posited that there's the ego, the superego, and the id, right? And the id's this very basic childlike thing inside of you, this part of your personality. And we all have to deal, if you're online, and especially on someplace like Facebook, you have found an idiot. They're out there, lots of them. They say things.
Certainly no shortage of them.
And they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they constantly comment on freekeen.com.
Their opinions stink, and they're not backed up with facts. And they oftentimes, when you do talk to them, you try to give them a little, you know, you pop in with a sentence or two, bestowing upon them some wisdom, and the idiots don't like it. You think that they would be
You're
delighted?
Stupid.
Yeah, they'd be delighted to hear from you. Now,
you're
ugly. I'm really talking about the majority of people on Facebook in these forums. I'm not talking about just somebody who says things like that. Because most people, nobody can agree with you 100% of the time. And somebody who disagrees with you is an idiot, right?
Nope.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the average person.
You're the one
who's listening
down
to
on people like that. I don't do that.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but the average person kind of has this philosophy, right? Like, they're right, the other people wrong. And this is pretty common human behavior.
Okay.
And
well, if people didn't think they were right, they'd probably change what they were doing.
I'm not talking to them because I've tried talking to you for years and it doesn't work. So I'm talking to the people on the radio. And what the best thing to do is just kind of let it go.
There's a song about that.
Yeah, just let it go. You're not going to fix this person. There's a person on the internet who's wrong. You're not going to fix them.
Yes.
I have had one time, I believe, that I have been convinced away from an opinion. I'm not talking about convinced.
On the internet?
Yes.
Okay. This was memorable then, huh?
Especially a forum-like situation. It was on Facebook. But
what was it?
It was about the use of him and her regarding people who wish to have sex changes. So what I decided was, you know, there's a definition for him, there's a definition for her, we're going to use those things. This person, it was Charles Johnson, we've interviewed him on the air, he basically said, look, you can be the king of your words can be the king of you. And I thought that was a pretty powerful thing that he'd said, and he backed it up with a little bit of stuff, and so I decided, that's interesting, maybe I've changed my opinion. But it rarely happens that you change your mind, so if you think about how often you've had your mind changed on Facebook... And then you should see, and I'm, or message forums or whatever. Dave in Poughkeepsie is all about this place called, Hudson Valley's Craigslist Rants and Raves.
That's one of the places he haunts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
so you want to find Dave? That's where you go.
Whatever it is, your preference is. The dummies, they don't get fixed by you writing stuff down. Generally, if you want to write essays for free for stupid people, you can do that. The internet's a free place. Go right ahead. But I like to get, if I'm going to spend my time on something, I like to get paid for it, especially on something that looks remarkably like schoolwork. I'm not going to do it. I've just decided no more, or at least less of that behavior.
Let's go to Eric. He's in Valdosta, Georgia. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris Cantwell, and Mark.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the article that Cantwell wrote last week of the conspiraphobia. So it's a reason versus Ron Paul.
Right on, yeah. There is an article. The Ron Paul Institute had republished an article by Paul Craig Roberts hinting at, hey, maybe possibly this Charlie Hebdo shooting in Paris was a false flag terrorist attack in order to, grab more civil liberties away from the people, a government power grab. And, certainly enough, immediately after this thing happened, there were raids all across Europe. Dozens of people were arrested, and then the various European governments began looking for what were essentially mirrors of the USA Patriot Act in their own countries, that they were trying to seize power over something that was like a dozen people dead, which don't get me wrong, it's a terrible thing that happened,
sure,
but it doesn't seem like something, a mass shooting like that did not seem to warrant the response that it got. So there, Paul Craig Roberts had hinted that maybe this is some kind of false flag terrorist attack. Reason Magazine, The Weekly Standard, a lot of other people went after the Ron Paul Institute and called them conspiracy nuts for even allowing such a thing to be published under their name.
Isn't Paul Craig Roberts former aide to Reagan?
Reagan, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, I think he's a Treasury Secretary or something to that effect. I mean, he had some pretty serious titles.
Eric, before we get to your thoughts, Chris, what was the thrust of your article about this?
Well, my case was basically, look, I'm not convinced that the Charlie Hebdo shooting was a false flag, but I'm also not convinced that it wasn't. I don't like that there's this immediate thrust, especially amongst like the Cato/Reason wing of this movement, to go out and condemn anybody who proposes some alternative theory to the official government story. Mm-hmm. If a bunch of people wind up dead and the government's making a power grab out of it, hey, you know what? It's not exactly unheard of for these people to lie. So, governments are basically in the full-time business of theft and murder and and death. So why would anybody be surprised if they killed a bunch of people and lied about it is beyond my comprehension. So I don't know why all these people were attacking Ron Paul and the Ron Paul Institute and Paul Craig Roberts himself just for sort of looking at the situation from another angle.
Eric, hold your thoughts. We're going to get to you, give you plenty of time to share the reason you called about that article here in a moment. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The latest from the Silk Road trial of Ross Ulbricht happening in New York City. That is still to come here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. More coming up.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the latest from the Silk Road trial. Ross Ulbricht facing the rest of his life in prison for running the most infamous underground black market that we've ever seen. And it's, of course, to me, I think a heroic thing that he did. They have admitted that he did create the Silk Road, that he was the original programmer behind the site, but he says that he didn't continue to operate the Silk Road, that it was handed off after just a few months to a different operator, and we'll find out what was revealed in the courtroom today, or alleged, I guess, in the courtroom today, here in a little bit from Wired.com. But your calls come first. We got Eric on the line in Georgia. Now, Eric, you were calling regarding a Chris Cantwell article, and Chris is in the studio with us here tonight, at ChristopherCantwell.com, regarding the shootings, the Charlie Hebdo shootings, wherein, I guess, there was an article that Ron Paul's Institute or something had posted, suggesting that it might have been a false flag. And Chris, you were kind of taking some of the libertarian, the Reason.com and some of these other mainstream groups within the libertarian movement to task on their critique of Ron Paul?
Yeah, so I think it was, I want to say his name was Matt Welch at Reason Magazine.
Sounds
I'm not
good.
Sure.
Sounds right.
Okay.
Right.
And he had basically just gone and called it an implausibly conspiratorial rant of senseless dot connecting exercise, this sort of thing, and didn't bother to like take apart any of the points that PCR had made.
That's Paul Craig
Paul
Roberts.
Craig Roberts.
The author of the-
and so I'm like, look, if you've got a problem with a conspiracy theory, then why don't you go out and point out the facts? I really get annoyed when people just dismiss something as a conspiracy theory and say that as a result there's just no further examination of it necessary, because basically, like I said before we came back, if governments are in the full-time business of murder and lying to people, why would anybody be surprised if they killed a bunch of people and lied about it? So I don't like that they
incompetent, right? Like, I mean, it's not.
I said that in the article too. That, yeah. Like, look, I don't think that governments are really capable of, you know, sort of centrally planning every bad thing that happens
so
in the world.
You weren't taking a side on the article. You were just saying, hey, why shouldn't they be able to ask questions?
Right. So my premise was basically just that, like, look, I'm not here to stand up for Paul Craig Roberts, and if I was, I'd be going and digging through his fact-checking exercise, right? And if I were going to attack him, then I would do the same thing. What I'm here to talk to you about is conspiracy theories in general, that I think that they're good things for the greater libertarian movement. But folks that think they're going to, I don't know, get Rand Paul elected and restore the bloody republic are just so concerned about being labeled as conspiracy kooks, and they just won't even look.
Eric, what do you think? What were you calling in reference to specifically?
Well, yeah, I was there's an article that usually is passed around by those quote unquote conspiraphobics, as Campbell Conward, quote unquote skeptical libertarians, that is usually used as justifying for, you know, just, I guess, for, it's usually more than anything, just shut conspiracy theories up. And it's by Steve Horowitz. You may have seen it, but the conspiracy theory socialism, which essentially the argument is that it hurts the libertarian movement because we do invite people to make the argument that we kind of essentially make the argument that central planning is possible, and that we leave the door open that say, well, if we just get the right people in charge, we can make everything wonderful.
So the idea is that conspiracy theories themselves give the government credit for the ability to organize, and so therefore that conspiracy theories themselves are sort of socialistic in nature?
Yeah. If anyone takes 2 minutes to actually just critical thinking, it's easily refutable.
Yeah, so I've seen that argument made before. I'm not familiar with the Horowitz article that you're talking about, because I would never read something that Horowitz wrote. But I know the idea behind it, and I sort of alluded to it in my article. That, like, look, I know that there's some conspiracy oriented people, the David Icke's and Alex Jones's of the world and whatnot, who will go and basically blame every bad thing in the world that happens on some kind of government conspiracy theory, and they are. are, mm-hmm. in a lot of cases, just implausibly ridiculous dot-connecting exercises, mm-hmm. right? But at the same time, the idea to just, you know, it's equally as ridiculous to dismiss any possibility that the government would kill a bunch of people and lie about it. So, I mean, a situation where a couple of guys basically walk into a newspaper and just shoot a bunch of people, run away, and then get killed, and now there's nobody left to speak of to tell you the story of this. Look, I don't think that that's beyond the reach of a government. Like, can a government go and kill a bunch of people and then murder all the witnesses? I don't think that that's on par with claiming that they can run the medical system or centrally plan the global economy. They're certainly more than capable of running into a building and murdering a bunch of strangers. This is what they do for a living.
Yeah, and I'd say that is one thing they would say if you, it's not hard to go on a limb to say that they are a little proficient in centrally planning things that would benefit for them. I mean, I think as you were kind of, as you guys were talking about earlier about the police industrial complex.
Yeah, I think it's certainly true. I mean, given enough budget and time and people with the desire to see something accomplished, they will get something done, right? Like, you know, the NSA has been monitoring a bunch of phone calls, and they do have some fairly technically adept people working there.
Yeah, and a few years ago, if you said the government is monitoring all of our communications, people would call you a conspiracy nut and completely dismiss you, and then all of a sudden they get the documents from the NSA, and all of a sudden now the story is believable.
But on the other hand, the more people that have to be involved in the conspiracy for it to be true,
right.
the more ridiculous it becomes.
How many people had to be involved with PRISM?
Well, I don't.
A lot of people.
From the NSA.
Yeah, I mean, for any of these things that the government does, I mean, now we found out that the DEA was monitoring your telephone communications. They kept a secret for how many years?
But even if it was a conspiracy, you know, that some sort of plot to have the government agents go in and shoot up this magazine, the idea that all of the reactions from the other governments around Europe were somehow tied into that, then it becomes more implausible, right? Because then you're dealing with more agents in other places who don't even necessarily work for the same governments, and that, you know, it gets a little bit ridiculous.
But doesn't it seem bizarre what went on over there afterwards? I mean, you're talking about millions of people marching in the streets because 12 people got shot to death in Paris, right?
Well,
and
I think
world leaders from across the world are going to France and saying, "We stand with you." I'm like, this is the biggest overreaction since 9/11. Your people are out of your minds.
Eric, thanks for your call, Eric.
I don't consider this to be implausible at all. I mean, the fact is that people hate the idea that they're responsible for their actions. And in Europe has been giving out free money in the form of welfare and the dole to immigrants for decades. And what that has caused is a lack of assimilation. And now they're reaping the whirlwind and they hate it. You know, people hate the whole financial crisis that came around a couple of years ago in Europe. They hated the idea that it was their spending, that completely irresponsible spending was something that they had to pay the piper for. That makes them very angry. They want to kill the politicians for that crap.
All right, let's come back with more here. We can talk more about conspiracies.
Let's do that.
I'm not a huge fan of the conspiracy movement. That's not to say I don't believe in conspiracy, but it's not something that, you know, I would want to turn this show into or lead with as an idea. 855 450 free. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Yeah? you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free about whatever you would like to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come, the latest on the Silk Road trial of Ross Ulbricht. We'll get to that. Of course, your calls about anything go here, and also you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
It's really unavoidable to have to fill out those little pieces of paper that the government wants in order to get the things you need in life. For instance, you know, if you've got a will, all your stuff gets generally distributed the way you want it to. If you don't have a will, the government decides after years how your stuff's going to get distributed. So that's just one example of the many things that they've got at LegalZoom.com, including divorce papers, living trusts, business annual reports, pet protection, powers of attorney, prenups, name changes, copyrights, deed transfers, leases. Whatever it is that you need, likely it's over there at LegalZoom.com, and likely it is significantly less costly than, say, going to an attorney. You can go to LegalZoom.com, use coupon code FTL when you're checking out in order to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL is in Free Talk Live.
Okay, so we were talking about conspiracies and, you know, the idea that maybe the Charlie Hebdo shootings were somehow a government plot. I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but I don't subscribe to anything. I don't know what the truth is. I don't have, you know, the facts of the case. I'm not there. I, you know, have not deeply investigated it, so I certainly don't take any kind of side on this. And the same thing with 9/11. You know, I don't know what actually happened. I know that the conspiracy theorists have a variety of different conspiracies that go all the way to include alien spacecraft.
Right.
And so I think that we have to be cautious about getting off into the realm of speculation, because, you know, ultimately, I think that the conspiracy movement is not a good thing for the liberty movement in general. I think that there's an argument that is solid that some people in the liberty movement found the liberty movement by finding people like Alex Jones and, you know, and somehow then found Free Talk Live or Chris Cantwell or whoever after that, and then they, you know, come to the realm of sanity. But my concern is the conspiracy movement leads people down a very dark path that is very paranoid and very personally dangerous to one's mental well-being, and I think we should be very, very cautious about it.
I think it's a thing worthy of being cautious about, but at the same time, look, if I want people to turn against the institution of the state, so if they're turning against the institution of the state because they reject the use of initiatory force and fraud, that's obviously the most optimal outcome, right? Mm-hmm. If they're turning against the state because they believe that it murdered 3,000 of its own citizens to predicate a war based on lies, well, this is like a close second or third, right? I want people
that's
to...
That's what justifies the means argument. If that didn't occur, if the United States government didn't on 9/11, and I don't know, murder 3,000 of its own citizens, then I don't want people to think that, because that's not the truth.
Well, but generally, they're not going to turn against this. People aren't going to turn against the state as an idea because they believe that the state committed some sort of violence at some point, whether it's 9/11 or killing, you know, John F. Kennedy, Kent State, or, you know, whatever, which, you know, whatever the state violence was, whether proven or unproven. It's very rare that people coming to the conclusion that, hey, the government did that, makes them turn completely anti-state. There usually has to be a little bit more intellectual play to make that
right. No doubt about that. I mean, I was at the 9/11 truth rally in New York City in, I think, 2013, and like they had liberals up there talking about how the government brought down the Twin Towers, and that's why we have to raise taxes. I mean, really is some very ridiculous stuff that goes on out there.
Or the idea that, well, the state's fine if we could only just get Ron Paul elected, or, and, you know, some other perfect man.
And right. People are, you know, there are plenty of people out there that are sort of philosophical, that this idea of conspiracy theories, whether it's 9/11 or HARP or whatever it is, really turns them off. So how many people have been turned away from the liberty movement because it's associated with the conspiracy theory movement?
Well,
I don't know the answer to that.
You can't really get too worried about that, right?
Because I don't worry about it.
We'll also turn people away by talking bad about the police, too.
Right.
You know, how many people do we lose because of that?
Well, right. I don't worry about it. But when one says that we must, that, you know, we embrace conspiracy theories because it brings people to the ideas of liberty, you need to look on the other side of that. Unseen, that is how many people are driven away.
Yeah.
If we're looking at an ends justifies the means scenario, we don't know what the ends are. We have no clue, and that's not a fair way to judge it. What's fair is let's talk about the morality, the logic of the scenario.
Let's talk about facts. Let's talk about what's actually happening. Let's talk about the police violence that we discussed in the first hour. Those are facts. Those are hard facts. We don't need to speculate about, you know, what temperature steel can melt at before, you know, then bring in a bunch of experts. You know, it's just right out there. We don't have to speculate about the Silk Road trial. This is happening in front of us, and we can talk about what it means and why the state's a terrible idea. Luke is with us listening in Charleston, West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Luke.
Well, I, if I were a social justice warrior, I would accuse all you guys of having beauty privilege.
Not Ian and Cantwell, you wouldn't.
well, maybe, but to add on to what you guys have gotten on talking about, a lot of people in rural areas, especially where I live, they're anti-government, anti-state because of, like, you know, like racial, racist reasons, like, because, you know, whatever, you know, group is in power pulling the strings, or they're bringing in this group to destabilize or what have you. A lot of people, you know, do that, and that's just a big mess I've seen. But that kind of ties into what I was going to call in, how you know, I came to liberty because I remember in 2003, I watched on CNN, like, a live footage of them, like, dropping the bombs on Baghdad. And, like, I was, like, you know, 14 at the time. Like, that's, I knew right then, like, this is all just, it's not worth it. It's all big, you know, we aren't there for any reason, man. It's that and, you know, gold and silver. I was always told how important those are. And I went to the flea market the other day. I was talking to this guy who had a survival store, which really, it just seemed like a camping store, but he had some books. Like, he had, like, a Rothbard book. I forgot which one he had. A couple other ones. I'm talking to the guy, and he knew nothing about Bitcoin. I asked him if he took Bitcoin, so I bought a couple things off of him. And he says, no, I wish I did. And he didn't understand how easy it is to take it. I mean, he read about it, but he didn't understand the process of it. And, I mean, you'll find people who are just ready to embrace things like Bitcoin or cryptography or, you know, anything with a liberty sort of leaning to it. If you just go out and talk to them, like, just find where they are and talk to them. Like, there's a lot of things we also like to talk about, like, whether it be guns or gun rights or free speech or what have you. People in those groups, if you just give them the rest of the picture, they will just, yeah, it will all click for them.
I think you're absolutely right.
I don't know that if you give them the rest of the picture that it will just click, but, you know, hopefully it does. But, I mean, you even mentioned, you know, people having, you know, racial concerns and you know, turning against the state for that. I'm fine with that. Like, if you hate the government because you fear that it's run by Jews and you're not a big fan of Jewish people, then, look, I really would rather you be a philosophically sound libertarian and, reject the concept of the initiatory forces being a solution to problems. But, you know,
I don't think we need them, Cantwell.
Yeah, I'm not
speaking as, by the way, an ethnic Jew. I really am not interested in that in the liberty movement. I would like to be able to walk out of wherever it is that I am alive.
But I'm not even talking about the movement itself. I'm talking about trying to solve a problem. And the problem is people's belief in this system, right? The people's belief in this institution. If somebody just doesn't like the government because they hate Jews, well, then look, it's not, you know, you're not a libertarian, right? That's not like a good, if you're perfectly fine with initiatory force, but you're kind of upset right. That the government is helping out black people, well, then, you know, that's not a libertarian thing. You're not part of the liberty movement, but you're certainly taking away from the legitimacy of the institution the more people who feel negatively about it.
Well,
Luke, any other thoughts?
People, well, I'm talking about those people. I don't necessarily mean, you know, people who are happen to be, you know, anarchist kind of types who just don't like whatever race. I'm talking people who, like, if we just get rid of these racial problems, we can then restore the republic types. That's what I'm talking about. And then that's what I'm talking about where it gets muddy, because the whole restore the republic thing, that's not going to work.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The restore the republic is, yeah, it's not going to happen.
I'll take it over what the heck we got today.
Government's not going to be restoring itself in any manner, shape, or form to a smaller level in Washington, D.C. It's just going to keep getting bigger until it crashes and burns. Thanks, Luke, for your call tonight. And, yeah, I don't care about racists. They can go and believe whatever they want. I don't want to associate with them. More on the way here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The Constitution was not America's first governing document. The first was the Articles of Confederation, created in 1775, under which the existing states grouped themselves as a union. Under the Articles, votes by the 13 states had to be unanimous, and what was enacted didn't have the force of law. It was merely a suggestion to the state. The Constitution's supporters, the Federalists, argued that the Articles were weak because the nation couldn't make good on its debts or prevent squabbles among states. Be careful what you wish for, their opponents, the Anti-Federalists warned. A more powerful federal government could dominate the states and people. The Anti-Federalists lost that battle and the new Constitution was ratified, but it is in large part thanks to them that we have a Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution adopted to address their concerns. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
More Free Talk Live now. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Check out Chris's website. It's ChristopherCantwell.com. There's all kinds of writings up there from Chris. You're posting at least a couple times a week, plus the videos now that you're cranking out, Chris. You're pretty busy over there.
Yeah, I've been taking clips from Free Talk Live on the nights that I'm on and putting them up. So if you want to get some highlights from the show, you can go to ChristopherCantwell.com/FTL. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, because not all of them go on ChristopherCantwell.com. I've got this system where, like, it emails users every time I make a post, so I try not to make too many, maybe makes one sense. Or two a day. But I've been writing pretty much every day lately. We've been doing some garbage podcast at least once a week, sometimes twice. We actually did a sort of like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 last night with the State of the Union address. Was a blast. So definitely check that out. Subscribe to the email list, because I can't rely on Facebook to keep me in touch with you. The social justice warriors keep reporting my posts.
ChristopherCantwell.com. Go and check it out. Also, we've got our weekly digest at freetalklive.com that I believe we're going to begin featuring at least one Christopher Cantwell video that you've been taking from Free Talk Live. So one of your clips will make it into our weekly digest email that goes out to like 2,000 plus recipients.
Excellent. So, yeah. That's great.
So that's coming soon. But if you aren't yet on our email list, you can go to freetalklive.com and look over on the left-hand side, and you'll find the email sign-up box over there. That, again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to Chris Kringle in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Okay, this is my this is Pete Wilson, but that's my new alias, Chris Kringle. Huh?
So his last name is Wilson Pete in California.
That's what he claims.
Okay.
Yes.
That's my new alias now. From now on, instead of calling him as Pete, it's going to be Chris Kringle. Okay, well, look, anyway, about the Sovereign Citizens Movement, I have a question. You say that it's not a big threat and they don't take it seriously and it's whatever. Well, why does the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Treasury and all these other organizations talk about it being a threat?
Because the Southern Poverty Law Center is a bunch of race pimp liberal lunatics. That's why.
I know. I agree. But what I'm saying is, if it wasn't a big deal, and the thing they're talking about, the all caps and stuff, if that wasn't true, then why are they afraid of that? I mean,
why are they afraid of the all caps stuff? I mean,
because you know most people go into a courtroom thinking, oh, the facts of the case matter. These people go in there and basically go into probate court with the mindset that your birth certificate's a trust in all caps. And
it's a bunch of nonsense, by the way, the all caps.
Right, but the government in my town doesn't use all caps.
Oh, it's the truth. Why do the cops make your ticket, or what's it not?
What's
all
the
caps?
Truth?
What's the truth? Did you hear what I said? The government in my town doesn't use all caps.
They don't use, well, that's referring to a flushing letter. But you need to
We couldn't make out what you were saying.
They're still robbing me.
Background noise. So you're saying you believe the conspiracy theory, the sovereign citizen conspiracy theory, that you're not the person that is shown on your driver's license because that is a person whose name is written in all capital letters, and therefore that's an indicator that it's actually a corporation and not a human being. Is that your belief system?
Of course. It can be proven. U.S. printing style manual identifies a corporation as anything with all capital letters.
That's an interesting claim, Pete, but it's nonsense because, as Mark just pointed out to you, that you just handily dismissed, that the government in his town does not use all capital letters when they address people. And I have seen inconsistencies in this. So sometimes governments in New Hampshire, you know, do, and sometimes those same governments do not.
The greater majority, they do, in all caps. If it's
yeah, but well, then you haven't proven anything.
It has to be consistent, otherwise it doesn't prove anything. Because if the all caps refers to your, you know, corporate personhood, and then they don't spell it in all caps, they're not referring to your corporate personhood.
Well, you know what? Maybe there's different stuff, but across the
So, Pete, what have you managed to do with this information? Since you believe it's so true, you must have applied it in your life and have managed to extract yourself from all these government control grids and agreements that have been put into place over the all caps.
I sincerely hope that basically Pete in California, or Chris Kringle, as he now wants to call himself, for whatever lunatic reason he wants to say that, I sincerely hope that he just ceases to obey any sort of government authority and
just yell to the cop, I'm not the person on this card.
Right.
This isn't me. This is a corporation, officer. You can't arrest me.
Yeah, the next time that you go get her, you know, arrested for harassing somebody on the street for screaming about Jesus in their face.
Right,
you just
he's
tell
a street
her,
preacher, right?
Right. You just go tell the cop. You'd be like, hey, I don't answer to you. And let me know how that works out for you over there in California, Pete.
How's that been going, Pete? How have you applied this in your life?
Let me tell you something. You know, this whole thing that it doesn't work, absolutely it works. And the second thing is this, that, you know,
just because you make the claim doesn't make it true. I asked you specifically, how have you applied it in your life? If it works, then give me an example of how it's worked for you.
I haven't had to use it yet, but I got my...
You don't know what you're talking about then. Goodbye, Pete. Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's he waiting for? I mean, if this is such a great idea, you know, this idea that you're somehow not the person on the driver's license and that it's actually a corporation and that the government can't act on you, they can only act on corporations. I've read all the stuff about
this. Me too, yeah.
I actually tried to implement something like this in the past because it does have the ring of at least some modicum of truth. It's certainly true that every time you look at a corporation, it is written in all caps in most any instance I've ever seen.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's a weird thing. And then, of course, you know, they extrapolate from that. Oh, well, then my license says I'm in all caps there, so this must be a corporation and da-da-da-da-da. Well, what do you do with that? You can try to tell the judge in the courtroom that, oh, no, sir, that's not me. I know you're calling for Pete. But you must be calling for the corporate Pete, and I'm sorry.
I'm not that straw man, and you're trying to walk into a courtroom with that. You're going to be lucky not to get held in contempt. But go ahead, give it a shot. Come to New Hampshire
Don't come to New Hampshire.
Well,
we don't want Pete.
Maybe we don't want Pete. The next time we're thinking about taking one of Pete's calls, why don't you just go burn ourselves with cigarettes instead?
So I'm looking at my driver's license here, and not only is my name in all caps, but so is the street address.
It's a corporate street.
Goodness
is
gracious.
The street. So are we not talking about the pavement on the ground? We're talking about the corporate entity known as the street. I mean, this is a. How far do we go with this?
Well, apparently Pete hasn't gone anywhere with it because, you know, when I asked him specifically what experience he has, he dodged and dodged and then finally admitted, like almost every single person who calls with these conspiracies, that they've never actually tried it. So you try it. You take the risk, Mark. You take the risk, Chris and Ian. I'm just going to sit back here and tell you that it worked.
Right. I've been listening to podcasts from creditors in commerce, and they tell me that I don't need a driver's license and that every time I write a check that the United States federal government will reimburse me, and then I'm going to file a 1099 OID.
Oh, yeah, don't forget, you can get out of your mortgage, too. Just make sure you write the right UCC code on it.
You don't have to pay bills, right? You just have the IRS pay the bills for you because your signature is creating the money in the system and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I listen to all this nonsense, too, and I'm lucky I didn't spend the rest of my life in prison for trying to go along with it.
Yeah, it's true. And it's true that some people will use these ideas to essentially try to kind of defraud the system. And look, I'm no fan of the system. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I don't like fiat money. And I understand where the claims come from. Like, oh, well, it's no big deal if you use this secret code to pay off your mortgage because the money didn't really exist in the first place. That's true. Like, it's certainly true that the money system is a debt-based system, and every dollar that's in existence is actually evidence of debt, and that if the federal debt is ever paid off, that all the dollars would have to disappear from the system. But so it's based on some modicum of truth, but then to use that and extrapolate from that, oh, well, since the money's not real, it doesn't matter if I just don't pay this mortgage or this car loan, and I'll just write UCC 207-159 or whatever on there, and then I'll get out of all my obligations because I shouldn't be obligated because it's not real money in the first place.
Well,
and then you
forget
get a charge with fraud.
Well, I don't know if that's... okay, so what's going to happen, likely, is if you decide not to pay your mortgage, say and you're in a homestead exemption state like Florida or something like that, you know, people do this all the time. That you can file bankruptcy every 10 years. They just pile up some debt and then they slough it off. It's done... you know, I had to file bankruptcy at one point because of a failed business. I know how that if I wanted to defraud the system, I could make that happen, and I'm aware of how to do it. So that's what's going to end up happening if you try these things, is you're just going to end up filing bankruptcy.
You'll end up getting charged with fraud.
If you're trying to what you do, yeah, you could get yourself in a lot of trouble. I mean, you know, one of the things that I listened to was they talked all about this 1099 OID, original issue discount, and they're like, look, since the money is being created by your signature, then you're entitled to the money, right? And then you file this form with the IRS, and people have actually filed these forms where they get hundreds of thousands of dollars deposited into their bank accounts by the IRS. And they're like, oh, my God, all of my financial problems have been solved. And then a few weeks or a few months down the line, agents show up at their house, and they're like, hey, lunatic, you just defrauded the United States federal government. You're going to prison.
There's some really dangerous ideas out there, Mark, that are being pushed by some of these conspiracy.
Sure.
I don't know what the best thing to call it, because we have courtroom conspiracies. This is just like legal conspiracies, I guess. And beware. 855-450-FREE. You take control. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.